What's the deal? What's going on? It is AJ. It is Aunt P. It is Gabby. We are here. It is the Mid-Carters and Catering Podcast, Season 5, Episode 59. We are back after a nice little hiatus, so to speak. I mean, it was the fucking holidays, guys. It's the holidays. We wasn't about to be recording anything. However, we did drop some Patreon stuff for you all. So if you like not on the Patreon, you know what I'm saying? Pay the three. You know what I'm saying? I dropped volume one and volume two, Radio MIC, and also Turner Truthers dropped The Awesome Experience.
Oh, that was definitely fun. Tap in. That was fun. That was a fun, yeah. That was a fun episode.
Definitely tap in for those if you were not able to, you know what I'm saying? If you happen to miss us during that period, but it is good to be back. Gabby, Aunt, how are y'all doing?
Tired of shit. Tired, but I'm here. We in a new year, you know what I'm saying? Everything's looking good right now. Yeah, everything's good, man. Just shit, dropped our MKU Patreon. Got that together now. So we dropped the first episode of MKU at the Dark, and yeah, it's exactly what you think it is.
keep it PG all right. For sure. Keep it, man, PG. It's
a, for man, yeah. I just heard.
But yes,
that. Yeah.
MKU at the Dark. Pay the three.
Yep.
But how was your holiday, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we legit like haven't like talked.
Caught up, right?
Like we legit haven't like talked, and it's not like we was like, oh fuck your holiday and shit.
Wasn't
like
no
that.
Beef,
like,
nah,
it was no beef. We just like
it. To be honest, it didn't really feel like a holiday.
It just
felt like another day, man. So you know, I was here. I had
and
to
it's
work
crazy because I have a child, so you think that I would have like the Christmas magic, but like, nah.
It wasn't no Christmas magic over here, man. I was I got home from work, man, and I was just chilling for the day. You know what I'm saying? Drinking some wine and shit. And that was it, man. Really. I see family, got my rope, got some fucking gifts and shit, man. That was really it, man. I ain't really do shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like almost like to me, it's just like, I mean, yeah, I appreciate Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate it and everything like that, but I am one person that like literally wants for nothing at this point.
Yep.
When it same. Comes to Christmas, like usually same. I just kind of like buy it for myself or anything, you know, anything of that matter, or I just don't want anything. Like, it's just like whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it was cool. Like, my mom, she just, you know, we all kind of like just to make her happy, you know what I'm saying? Because she just wanted all her kids under the same roof. She wanted all her kids under the same roof, so you know, for Christmas. So we all just went over there and everything like that. But my mom, being my mom, she literally like bought us a shitload of gifts. It was almost like she went to like Ross and just, you know what I'm saying? You know how to, you know how like the front rack is near the cash register.
She just went
and just swooped the whole thing into like her basket, or whatever. And you know what I'm saying, I appreciate it still. You
she
know what I'm saying?
Tried, she tried. She put a little effort in there. Like, we gonna let moms rock.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? My mom gave me a shitload of cookware. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
that's really
me, like,
what I wanted.
She gave me like a lot. She gave me like, I got this brand new wok I haven't used yet. She done gave me some shit, nice. Man. She gave me some shit, dog, like a serving tray, but it's like a pan or some shit like that. And I was just like, I don't have parties over here like that.
Like, she wants you to make a chartreuse.
She was
plate.
Dropping you a hint.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was dropping me a hint for sure. But I'm like, yeah, all right, I guess I have to do something over here. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, man, you like almost 40. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time for dinner parties and shit like that. It's like, nah.
You say that while I'm drinking some wine right now. That's fucking right. Crazy, man. You know? So
yeah. Yeah, like my mom kind of like, that's kind of really like the thing. Like, really, it's more like at this point, the holidays is like for need based gifts, really. Cause I'd be like on the same tip. Cause I didn't got into like hell. I've been getting into like really, really chefing and cooking a whole lot nowadays. So, really, that's like the most things that I want nowadays. Like, I know for myself, I had bought myself like a food processor, and like, it's probably the most exciting thing I was excited about that lets me know that I'm getting old. And mm-hmm. I was just like, wow, I get to like blend up ground chicken now. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting excited about shit like that now. Like, it's just fucking weird. But
welcome to adulthood.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know, and all of that, you know, it was just good to be able to like be around family and everything, and also usher in the new year real chill at the same time too. But also give myself a break from fucking wrestling. God damn.
Same,
man. I tuned all that shit out, man. I've been having like gummy stories and shit, man. If you listen to the couple of episodes ago of MKU, you hear that I had a gummy story where I ended up. Yeah, that was a wild ass story, dog. I'm not even gonna talk about that.
We're gonna move along.
Please.
But wow, even though still like while we were like sitting back on pause and everything like that, the wrestling world was still at it, still going, still moving. While it was a little slow, you know what I'm saying? But Christmas just so happened to just, I don't know, it just got a little weird. It got a little weird in the early hours of Christmas and everything like that. But I can't.
I mean, is it wrestling if it doesn't get weird, honestly?
Yeah, it's not. Of course, you know what I'm saying? It has to get a little weird. People have to get weird. You know, the IWC never takes a day off.
No, they don't.
Because they don't have jobs. They don't have jobs.
They live in their mom's basement. They have the liability, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're actually not moving like adults in adulthood and everything like that. But shout out to the people that do, you know what I'm saying? But again, there's always room and time for discourse, and that is why we do what we do.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Before we get started, I feel like Jonte Austin drinking that wine when he was going against Neo in that versus right now. This
shit. Wow.
My bad, man.
I mean, hey, it's I hate to break the fourth wall, but yes, it is Friday.
And I ain't gotta work this weekend, so I am happy.
Oh, that's another thing when we talking about the weekend. So I mean, off wrestling, you know, shout out to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, man, yes, sir. Yes, motherfucking sir, nigga. Look at this heart right here, nigga. I'll be in this bitch set tripping, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
So first off, I understand. I am from Detroit. I understand. However, I live in Baltimore, so my allegiance has been to the Ravens. I'm still going to support Detroit. I'm not going against y'all, but if it comes down to Detroit and Ravens, I got to wear my purple.
Hey, man, no, I got to wear the spot. But I'm pulling up on you like I'm Pops, nigga. What's going on here? Somebody here set tripping?
You know, it's just, it must be really nice to still have teams still in the playoffs.
That's it. I ain't gonna hold you. It's real nice.
Yeah, it must be really nice. You know what I'm saying? Nice.
I mean, this is uncharted territory for me, man. I ain't used to no shit like this, man.
Yeah. Trust me. I mean, for somebody who's been to the glory state, who's seen glory on the other side, and Gabby has also.
Hey, it had to be you.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we had to make that sacrifice this year. Honestly, we overachieved this past season, to be honest with you. Like, I honestly did not see us winning more than 7 games this year. And we went 10-7. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that was good.
And I ain't gonna lie, that was a very fucking emotional ass game, man. That was a very emotional game.
It's crazy. That was the best game of the weekend. Like, everything else was like a murder. Like, it wasn't even like, I stopped watching half them shits, like, at like halftime in the third quarter. But I actually had to watch the entire, and who'd have thunk again that the Lions would have the best game of the weekend?
Man, when Goff threw that pass to fucking Amara St. Brown to seal the game, I'm like, oh yeah. I had my Lions robe on and everything, nigga. I'm like, yes, nigga. I was in this bitch tripping. I couldn't fucking believe it. I'm like, oh man, we done finally did it, and we beat Stafford. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
that's the best part. Him and his damn wife.
Yeah, everybody wanted to see Kelly get ran up out the city.
You know? I got a couple things to say right here. Number one, fuck Jeff Glover of Glover Real Estates. Because he tried to go out there and give out team ass jerseys and shit. So I'm glad the NFL cracked down on that one. And number two, Kelly, nobody was booing your damn kids.
They were not.
Wasn't nobody thinking about your daughters, respectfully.
Booing your kids at all.
And then she tried to send a shout out to Corey. She tried to send a shout out to Corey. Like, why would he ask Matthew that question? Because he's a fucking reporter.
Because he's a reporter and that's his job.
Like, man, come on, man. We ain't trying to.
And it was a real classy. It was nothing wrong with the question that he asked.
Yeah, my man took that shit to a whole nother level. I get it, he lost, nigga, but you said that shit, man. Like, nigga, we done Nigga, we done showed you all around this motherfucking shit, man. You had your first Coney in this motherfucking. You want to do that shit, man?
Fuck. He said all that wearing a Carhartt, so it's like you don't even catch the irony, bro. Man, you don't even catch the irony.
I'm gonna tell you where it gets corny though for me. All right, because for one, like them trying to say, oh, we banning Stafford's jerseys in the state. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah,
that was trash. Like, Matthew Stafford is top three Lions of all time, bro. Yep, You're not gonna ban that man jersey.
It's Bobby Lane, Matthew Stafford, and Jared Goff. I'm not saying Scott Mitchell, man. I like Scott Mitchell, man. But,
I said top three Lions. I ain't saying top three Lion quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I said Lions.
Okay.
Right.
But I was about to be like, with three is
Staff. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's Barry, you know what I'm saying? Calvin.
Barry, Matt, Megatron. That's literally the top three. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, it's a lot of people in the city that still love Matthew Stafford. Like, get the fuck out of here.
That's my nigga.
So what Jeff Glover was doing was mad corny and stuff like that. But I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, the NFL came down on him and them Temu-ass jerseys he was trying to flip back into the fold or whatever like that. Like, that was mad corny.
Did he ever admit that shit, or was he still trying to, like, play the blame game?
Yeah, he's trying to play the blame game. One of his best friends came at
Corey and was like, that's not true. He would never do such a thing.
Yeah, fuck out of here. They literally told people to bring them jerseys to, like, I think Twin Peaks and fucking Livonia or some shit like that.
Yeah, for like $25 off or something ridiculous.
Yeah, I was like,
he had no intention ever of actually doing anything.
Yeah,
so
that shit was mad corny. But
fuck him.
Nonetheless, shout out to the Lions for getting that done. If there was any team I wanted to lose to, it was the Lions.
Absolutely.
And literally my happiness really came from seeing the Eagles and the Cowboys get kicked the fuck out the playoffs.
Oh, especially the motherfucking
that
Cowboys,
was beautiful.
Man. Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
I love that shit, man. I love that shit, man. So many people mad at that. They call Dak all types of bitch-ass niggas and shit.
It was
a beautiful thing to see, man.
Yes, it was amazing. I was actually, like, on my way home, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was driving and stuff, and it was, like, mad icy out. So I was, I was trying to just concentrate and stuff, and then I pick up my phone. Don't text and drive.
Don't do that,
by the way. Do not do that. But I picked up my phone, I looked, and people was like, oh my, all I saw on the timeline was, oh my God, just going up and down, up
and
down.
You knew what it was.
24-0. I was like, oh no. I said, let me
get a good one.
Let me get home. I gotta see this shit.
They was getting their ass whooped, man. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, seeing them get thrashed and then turning around and seeing, like, Monday with the Buccaneers did to the Eagles. Oh, it was lovely. Beautiful. I love it. Beautiful gowns. It was real, real lovely. Really, really great to see. But,
oh man,
beautiful. Again, shout out to the Lions. By the time y'all hear this recording, y'all going to probably, you know, we'll have the result of, like, what goes down between the Lions and the Buccaneers.
Hey, man, I'm like this, dog. Don't take the
another
money
home game.
Yeah, another home game. I can't fucking believe it, man. But them tickets is high as a motherfucker, though.
I don't know what type of timeline we in right now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, man. We ain't.
The Wolverines just won a natty. And then we got the Lions. We in
the Bundyverse right now, nigga. This is what this shit is, nigga. This is Bundy TV and this bitch.
Yeah, this is a different timeline.
I mean, shit, look, you gotta think about it, man. Pitts just won a game on Monday too, man. Come on now, nigga. We up.
We
up right now.
I'm sorry. I mean, there's just one thing you ain't.
We're not gonna discuss the Pistons.
You're not gonna discuss
the Pistons. Fuck it. Right. Hey, look, no. The reason why we're discussing this shit because we beat a team that didn't want to be that team that lost to the Pistons. That was the Washington Wizards.
Oh well, yeah, that was a toilet game. I forgot they played.
Fuck them niggas. We up right now. Yeah. Detroit up right now, nigga. And we got Doughboys Cash Up versus Team Eastside, man, going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, Detroit up right now.
Shout out to the Eastside. You already know what it is.
Yeah, them niggas about to lose tonight, boy. I tell you that.
Eastside running the city. Eastside runs Detroit.
And nigga, they ain't about to win this versus. I'll tell you that goddamn much, nigga. That's all Doughboys Cash Out. And Gabby, like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
No, I actually do know. Yeah, I forget. I'm not that removed from Detroit. So relax
on
that. Me.
She not that removed.
I ain't that removed, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You over there set tripping, man. So
You know what? We're gonna move on from this.
Well, we're gonna move. Yeah,
we're not here. This is not a sports podcast.
This is not. It is not. But when we talked, it's sports entertainment.
100%.
There you have it.
I mean, you know, we got the Game Day Club and we got Big Man the Fan.
You feel me?
TV Network.
Yes, if y'all want a women's podcast on wrestling, a women's podcast on sports, holler at me. We can talk about that. But
you know what? We can make that happen. We can make that happen. I got some people for that.
Sidebar. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll talk
about it. You heard. So anyway, I guess since we done, you know what I'm saying, we done broke the ice, we done came through and talked about a few things, I guess we got to play catch up with the world of wrestling. So with that being said, let's get into the news.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I knew it. I love when he does that.
Men, Carters, and Catering Patreon is now open. Please join and subscribe for only $3. We have exclusive premium content, Turner Truthers, Icon, Ben Carters and Catering Patreon. Don't forget to subscribe. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram.
Damn, I ain't heard that in so long. It feels good.
Right.
I know. It changed a little bit too. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
We heard JBL.
Somebody's been working.
Somebody's been working. But outside of all of that, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into some news. Let's talk about some things. Let's play catch up on things. So I think the last time we were here, good Lord, it was like before Christmas. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
It's been about a month. So I know we were talking about Christmas Day not too long ago. It just so happened that we had an interesting turn of events Christmas morning. For some strange, odd reason, Chris Jericho decided to open up his fucking mouth, open his mouth on the timeline talking about he was re-quoting CM Punk's lawyer. I forgot his name.
Stephen P. New.
Thank you. Stephen P. New, who represents CM Punk and also represents Jim Cornette. He discussed NDAs being signed, and it was revealed
and handbooks.
And handbooks, you know what I'm saying? And it was
how the fuck did Brian Last get that handbook? I don't know. But
you gotta remember that. Oh shit, how did he get the handbook? Because exactly. I don't know. I don't think Brian Last ever worked there unless somebody sent that. And Cornette was not working in AEW, so that's a good question. Maybe it was Bischoff. Maybe Bischoff sent it. Maybe. I don't know. But he was saying that, you know, news came out that everyone that was involved in Brawl Out was subjected to NDAs except for A Steel's wife. And it just so happened that Chris Jericho, always being Chris Jericho, inserts himself into the conversation saying that I didn't sign an NDA. And then Steven quotes him saying, it's in your employee handbook. Yes, you did. And he was like, "Oh, well, that doesn't apply to me. I don't know what type of space brain things are going on in Chris Jericho's mind or anything like that. But this is on Christmas Day.
It's CTE, bro. It's all CTE. CTE, nigga.
I don't know if it's CTE or it's
corporate thugs entertainment, nigga. That's what it is.
It's pure delusion because I mean I'm watching A Christmas Story at this time.
And right, like why are you arguing, niggas?
Yeah, like
yeah, nigga. I was on my third old fashioned that night, man. And then here this shit go. I'm like, bro, are you serious?
Yeah. So this whole thing just snowballs into Chris Jericho being weird and everything like that. And then we fast forward into we didn't know the can of worms it was actually going to open for Chris Jericho, because then he got slapped with a supposed sexual harassment type claim towards Kylie Rae. Following that, saying, you know, when the whole NDA situation came up, again I forget the guy's name. Who?
Stephen P. New.
No, not Stephen P. New.
Okay. Oh, Houseman. House of Wrestling.
Yes, Houseman. Nick Houseman. Correct. Mm-hmm. Nick Houseman. Now this is a great like one thing I will say, you know what I'm saying, this is not defending Jericho at all by any means. Slapping somebody with that type of allegation is quite serious. You know what I'm saying?
It is. And to drop it like during an argument to prove a point. So like, let me tell you, like, so like you knew he was a terrible human being, did this, mm-hmm. and you decided to just sit on it. And then when you got into an argument, it was when you decided to pull it out. That's also trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not your story to tell. That's her story to tell if mm-hmm. she wanted to tell it.
Correct. And you know what I'm saying? Like, if you look back at, you know, like early AEW, Kylie Rae was supposed, like, pretty much she was almost like in that Britt Baker type position, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, with the company. And she was supposedly probably going to be getting pushed in that direction and everything in that matter. But all of a sudden, she left.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She left. There wasn't many explanations as to why she left and everything like that. And a lot of people seem to have assumptions that she possibly left under NDAs because she hasn't spoken publicly in terms of why she ended up leaving at that time. Now, any lawyer will tell you, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely fact that certain claims such as sexual harassment or above are not covered in any NDAs whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if that was the case, that is something that can be talked about publicly, but for some reason she has not discussed that publicly. However, there was a tweet like out by LaFisto, another talent who was also with AEW, who also started to speak out a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, about the Chris Jericho situation and everything like that. Really, it was more like she was kind of like speaking on her behalf in a sense and saying that, hey, Kylie Rae's not the only one. And I believe that Kylie Rae had like she responded, but it was only like with a heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you know, thanks for your support, everything like that. So that's not
she
a
she didn't confirm it, she didn't deny it. But
yeah, it's not a confirmation, it's not a denial. It was just saying, hey, thank you.
I acknowledge whatever it is you were saying.
So since then, you know what I'm saying? Again, we're playing catch up. Since then, things got pretty weird for Chris Jericho. I think we had World's End take place. And as you know, Chris Jericho was originally tag team with Kenny Omega, but Kenny Omega is out with diverticulitis. And they ended up subbing him out, I think, was it Sammy Guevara?
Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, Sammy Guevara. That trash.
Yikes.
That's a nice ass tag team, ain't it?
Yeah. So they subbed him out with Sammy Guevara and they tag team with Sting and Darby Allin at World's End. And what a mess it was because Chris Jericho was getting booed. This was, by the way, they were the baby faces of this. And this was also Sting's last match, I think, in New York.
Mm-hmm. He's on his victory tour. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's on his farewell tour. So it was his last match in New York. And however, it's completely clouded with Chris Jericho's nonsense, with his bullshit. And also the crowd was screaming NDA the entire match at him. And there was no sing-along with Judas that night.
No, there hasn't been.
There hasn't been. Matter of fact, it's so bad right now that Tony is piping in sound whenever Jericho is on screen. They're piping in sound. Matter of fact, it's so bad that they're piping in sound when Jericho and Sammy Guevara is in the same screen together. And we all know that Sammy Guevara's ass ain't never popped a cheer a day in his life.
Crickets whenever he's on screen. Crickets.
Nothing but crickets. He is universally hated. Like, get the fuck out of here, Tony. Stop it. So that right there is the whirlwind that is Chris Jericho and his nonsense. We don't know exactly what else is up next for this, but I'm hoping nothing but the absolute worst for Chris Jericho going forward.
Yep.
And yes. Fuck that Judas song,
yep.
Too.
Yeah, fuck Judas. Judas don't bang anywhere. Ain't no Judas in this house. You know what I'm saying? But
him and his crazy ass wife, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We all know where she was on January 6th. You know, I mean, not only just all like she, okay, look, this is not a political podcast or nothing like that, but It was just very strange. She unlocked her page. I didn't even know she was on Twitter. She unlocked her page. And yes,
it is see that
crazy as you think. It is.
It's what you think it is. It's what you think it might be worse, low-key. Yeah. Because like, I wasn't expecting her to like go lean into it. Like, I thought it was some bullshit, but like
just imagine it's an HBO documentary on her Twitter page. That's all you can that's all I can say about that. Very, very strange.
She definitely stands on her business.
Yeah. She owns that shit. Ain't no denying it.
Yeah, stands on her bullshit for real. That's crazy. Hulk Hogan. I don't know if this is like a false fucking rebrand that's going on, but
why did he have an NWO shirt on throughout this shit, dog?
He supposedly helped a young woman in a car wreck and everything like that. Hey, shout out to that. But Hulk Hogan is still a racist.
Hey, just imagine that shit, dog. Like, your car flipped over. You sitting in the car, like, how the fuck am I to get out of here? You see some big-ass tan arm hop out and like, I got you, brother.
Oh, that means I think I went to hell.
At this point, I think I
died.
Right. The death angel is amongst us. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think I survived the crash if it's Hulk Hogan's arm coming in there to.
But it's wild because like I don't know what Hulk is trying to do because all this shit is mad stage. Like him getting baptized and having camera crew there, like
it's the rebrand.
You saving somebody's life in a car accident, like this is screaming PR.
It's the Terry Bollea rebrand.
It's absolutely.
Yeah, it's the worst rebrand ever. It could be, and it couldn't be from like one of the worst people ever. You know what I'm saying? So yes. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm totally good on this Hulk Hogan thing. I hope I don't see him in Philly at WrestleMania. Please save it. Fuck off. And just in case y'all want a reminder of who Hulk Hogan is, you know what I'm saying? He was so racist that. After his son almost killed a friend in a wreck, one of Hogan's primary concerns was that he and his family would be reincarnated into a black family due to karma. Mm-hmm. That's how racist Hulk Hogan
is. And he said, too, that they got that on camera. When he was talking to his son in jail, he was like, the reason why your friend almost died is because he's a bad person. It's bad karma coming back to him. So it was like, never mind the fact that he jumped in your son's speeding car. The reason why he is the way he is right now as a paraplegic is because he got some bad karma.
That's some wild ass shit.
Not your son being reckless bastard. Nah, that ain't it. It's because he has some bad karma. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm all for comforting your kids, but like, let's have some tough love and let's be honest here. Like,
yeah, your son's an asshole, and so are you.
Been an asshole.
Period. Like, I fuck
the only cool one is your daughter because she don't fuck with you.
Hey, yeah, shout out to Brooke. Shout out to Brooke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she likes us anyway.
Anyway, we're gonna move on.
Yeah, we're gonna move on. So also a few other things to play catch up on. Oh, this was a fun one for Gabby. The devil was revealed. I mean,
it's crazy because, like, it was so obvious that it was trash. Excuse me. It was so obvious that it was trash. Like, it was like, oh. And the minute that he hit the ramp to come out, I was like, oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
And it could have been so many better opportunities and ways to spin that. I mean, I've given a few theories. We all have. And then for him to just be Adam Cole was like. Tell me more, like, and now he's a manager, and Wardlaw once again is being bitched out.
Big old yikes! I mean, what a build! Like, this could have been so much far better than what it was.
This could have been a thing. Like, this could have been great, and they just like, you know what? Let's just go with the obvious route. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the reveal was pretty cool. I will say that, like the blackout, and then you know. The lights come back on, Cole sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Around the grunts. However, who the grunts were was not cool. You know, like we saw that Gabby brought up Wardlow was one of them. And then the other three,
very fucking obvious. Very obvious.
So you got the kingdom of Matt Taven and Mike Bennett.
Matt motherfucking Taven.
And Roderick Strong. That is the undisputed kingdom.
So that they let Joe win. And okay, so this is what irritates me. Joe wins the title. Cool. Mm-hmm. Then they were like, Wardlow's gonna face Joe for the title, get the title, and then when I get better, Wardlow's gonna lay down for me and I'm gonna be AEW champion.
So once again, Wardlow is back somebody's bitch because he was MJF's bitch.
And Adam Cole is currently a manager right now.
Mm. It's crazy. If they wanted to have fun with that, they should have made him like Keith Lee's manager. They should have just like leaned into that. But here we are.
Yeah. I wonder, supposedly he was going to be Keith Lee's manager.
Yeah, they should have WWE.
Yikes. Yeah, it's let me tell you something. If that really happens, if Wardlow really lays down, finger poke a doom 2024, period. That's exactly what that is. And it's going to kill that company. It's going to kill, like, that's really bad. I will say this, because I was at first I was kind of against it. I was like, yeah, Joe champion, nah. But Joe knows business. Joe's
gonna do the work, right?
He's like, gonna do the work as a champion, even though I don't think he's in the best shape to be, you know.
I mean, he's a good promo. He can go in the ring still. You know, just fuck it, why not? I mean, you ain't really got no other viable options out there right now.
I mean, at least it's not Mox. You know what I'm saying? That's Mox.
Oh, he's gonna get it again this year. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Mox is their default. He's their go-to whenever they need a champion over there.
Man, Mox gonna drop that plunger on somebody and get the championship again. Watch.
Yeah, no. Hey, look, not my company. So, whatever they do over there, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? But right now, Samoa Joe is the champion.
I ain't mad at it.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. It could be worse options.
Yeah, it absolutely could have been worse options, or it could have been the same old damn thing, or they could have did another fucking tournament. Mm-hmm. And
give it to Ricky Starks or something.
Give it a fucking rest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, hey, that's what's going on over there. The women's division still stinks. I mean,
they said they don't have any interest in Julia, though.
The women's division still stinks. The Young Bucks are
Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They are going to be the next contenders with going against Sting on his farewell tour.
I was gonna say,
and the crowd goes mild for that one. Who gives
the crowd goes completely mild for that one. And that's that. I think that's it on like AEW. Side of things. I'm not done because I think I know why you're saying that, and that's because Andrade.
We will get there.
Andrade is out. He is wrapped up things with AEW. Supposedly he's on his way back to to WWE, the worst kept secret pretty much. And it seems like his wifey Charlotte Flair had a lot to do with that.
Like, get your ass back home. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, come on, bring your
come
ass
come back
home.
On my schedule, because right. This is not working.
This is the Wednesdays thing not working out for me. So bring your ass over here, let's go to work. Which is funny in a sense, because Charlotte pushed for him to come, you know, to WWE, and he pushed for his father-in-law Ric Flair to go to AEW. So now he's out the way, and they get to go be a blissful married couple in WWE together.
Seems like a smart idea to me.
Absolutely,
take Rick out the equation. Yeah, he probably
yeah,
in the
yeah, keep yeah, like, keep his old yeah, keep his ass old ass over the woo wings.
Yeah, with woo wings and the fucking what the
woo,
juice.
Woo. The Woo energy drink and then, the Woo coin.
Yeah, all that bullshit Rick doing. You know what I'm saying? That's out the way. That's over in AEW. He gets to like run it up or do whatever it is over in AEW. And you know, like I said, they get to go be the blissful married couple together in WWE. Charlotte was injured. However,
it's crazy. She had that surgery 2 weeks ago and she's on a fucking treadmill. It's wild. On a
treadmill. And she was also doing like leg presses too. So yeah, Charlotte is a machine. She tore her ACL and MCL, if I'm not mistaken. So tore that in a match versus, was it EO or was it Oscar? I can't remember. I think it was Oscar. She tore it, messed her knee up in that match. And that was another thing that happened over the holiday break. Too, but she is definitely on the road to recovery. Another injury, Cora Jade tore her ACL at a NXT house show.
I think she's gonna beat Lyra Valkyria for that title too at SA Avengers Day. I thought they were gonna put a title on her.
Yeah, it's something.
They were doing something with her, yeah.
Yeah, but definitely well wishes to Cora Jade on that too. It's like the injury bug is really, really going crazy as of late. And I was not done with AEW. What the hell was it?
The Mercedes Monet.
Look.
So what's Sapp gonna do if this doesn't happen? Because like he is going so hard and like riding this wave of her going AEW to the point where it's looking like
it
doesn't happen, he has to like deactivate all social media, like give up Patreon, like he needs to just like go in a hole somewhere if it doesn't happen.
Well, he wasn't alone in that either. It was also Brian.
Oh no, it's a lot of people out there, but like he is the main one who's like standing on 10 toes on this shit. And like,
but they can never pinpoint the day that she's going to be there. Now they're saying she got some acting commitments to handle, then she's going to show up. Like, bro, like just say you don't, just say like, hey, we don't know, because he was wrong about Punk. He was very wrong about Punk. And then look at this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just, he going out like Raj Giri again. He going out like Raj Giri. Because you know Raj Giri went out like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he got off on a technicality.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this, man. I'm so over Monet Watch. You know, everybody kind of knows my feelings when it comes to Mercedes. There's a ton of women that are better than her already. So, I mean, if she comes, she comes. If not, whatever. But the whole thing is like the wrestling journalism thing is like so far in the toilet.
It doesn't
right now
exist.
That, it doesn't really exist. It's not even a real thing to me, you know what I'm saying? No, like no. Really, like the only people I really trust at this point is like PWI, you know what I'm saying?
Mike Johnson. I trust Wade Keller.
Like if it don't come from them, I don't really care, you know what I'm saying? Like if the shit is like, I please stop listening to fucking Meltzer. Stop.
Yeah,
when it comes now, to WWE, enough with Meltzer. If it's AEW related, go ahead over there. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to WWE, stop listening to fucking Meltzer. But Ant, you were saying something.
Yeah, it's just like that shit right there. Like now you got Meltzer talking about some WrestleMania is going to be a triple threat with Cody, Roman, and The Rock. Like, bro, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like, you don't even know. You're just guessing at this point.
Yeah.
You're just fucking guessing at this point, dog.
Oh brother, and you about to bring that shit up.
Dwayne.
You know what? No, we won't talk about that in this week in wrestling because that didn't happen this week. But WWE Day One, Dwayne brings his ball head ass back and delivers.
You gotta say it like Scott Steiner, that ball headed bastard.
he brings probably one of the worst neo Nazi MAGA promos I've ever heard in my goddamn life. You know what I'm saying? Like legit straight out of the book of xenophobia when it came to gender being out there and doing the anti-American thing and everything like that. That goes to show you just how dated Dwayne is and how he cannot stand on his own with any of the modern people in the ring when it comes to mic work. He brings his ass back. He does this whole shebang and everything like that. It's like, it's the promo's ass. It's only January 19th, and that is the worst promo this year, period. Like I really don't care, but he does people's elbow on gender. He's out of breath.
He looked gassed like a motherfucker. Gassed
like a motherfucker.
He's out of breath, and he sits here and he eggs the crowd on, like, do you want to see me? I'm going to a restaurant. Do you want to see me sit at the bar? Do you want me to sit at this? Or do you want me to sit at the head of the fucking table? And bam, you know, pops and all types of things like that. So now that's a lot of people's assumption that he's inserting himself into the main event of WrestleMania and pushing Cody Rhodes out of the way. I don't know.
That's not happening. That's not happening.
I don't know, and I honestly don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. I just, whatever. Like, I'm just waiting to see it all play out. But that's just me saying something. You know, I was just saying, that's another thing that happened while we were out. You know, Dwayne came back to to Raw day one. He came back to the show, blah, blah, blah. And that's what it was. It was building those steps to finally get the Roman versus Rock thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does it happen in Philly? I don't know, but we're just going to see how this all plays out. To move Cody out the way is kind of screwed up, you know what I'm saying? If that's what that is, like, that's straight out the book of Hogan, to be honest with you.
Ooh, wow, valid point.
But yeah, that's some creative bullshit on his part, and it's, yeah, that's just not cool if that's what that is. But yeah, that was something else that happened. Damn, it's just so much. Good Lord. We were just talking about injuries. We're just speaking on injuries. Unfortunately, this past Monday, Seth and Jinder had a pretty good match on the main event of Raw.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
they had to, because, you know, our boy had a whole meltdown about it. So, like, they had to talk about
it. God, I forgot about that. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Another Tony Khan meltdown on behalf of Cage Match. Who? Do y'all go to Cage Match? I don't go to Cage Match.
No.
I've never been to Cage Match, but that's just me.
I've gone to, just for, like, past events, like, if I'm doing research on the past, like, pay-per-view or something like that, and I need, this match happened there, blah, blah. I'm not going there for the rating. I'm going there to literally see the card.
You're not going there, right? Exactly.
Yeah, so for some reason Tony references Cage Match nowadays as his holy grail of match ratings that AEW Dynamite, AEW television gets. You know what I'm saying? They just take it as merit, and that's his metric on putting out his product, saying that his product is way better. And for some reason, he's just so triggered by Jinder getting a main event title match on Raw. And that, for some reason, I honestly did not see one person say they had a problem with Hook getting a title shot versus Samoa Joe.
No one did.
Tony literally made that up in his,
because nobody cared.
Yeah,
like,
no one cared. I didn't even know that was happening.
Me neither. Because you want to know why? It happened on Rampage.
Who watches that shit?
And who the fuck watches Rampage? You want to know who watches Rampage? 300,000 people every Friday watches Rampage. To SmackDown's 2.4 million. That's who watches fucking Rampage. So that goes to show you, like, no one knew about any of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So he just threw up a big old fuss about it and everything like that. And if and anything, he ended up helping Jinder.
I was gonna say viral. Exactly.
He helped Jinder go viral. Jinder also insulted Hook in the middle of that, saying, like, who the fuck is Hook? You know what I'm saying? Like, who is that? You know what I'm saying? And then Hook lays down some awful promo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, who the fuck is Hook? You know what I'm saying? But whatever. Like, it was just really, really corny. It's really corny. It's vintage to Tony Khan.
And shout out to that bald headed bastard Dax Harwood, who was who was dick eating at
AEW's favorite eater.
And trying to go at Eric Bischoff after he was dick eating Eric Bischoff last year too, which was, you know.
Receipts matter, and they pulled out the receipts on his ass real quick. And
sure, like, did.
Interesting.
It's like WCW went under because of you, and then somebody had posted that receipt, was like, I wish WCW won. Like, Dax Harwood is such a fucking goof, man. He's such a goof. Anyway, Yeah, so that happened too, but switching back to, you know, the whole injury thing, it seemed like Seth got hurt in the match. He hurt his knee in the match. It's just something so strange about Seth before WrestleMania, always getting the knee. He always gets knee injuries beforehand. And I think today it came out that he tore his meniscus and did he strain the MCL?
I think he strained his MCL. So it's looking like a 6 to 8 week recovery time, mm-hmm. which is
right there at puts WrestleMania.
Puts him right there.
Him right there. So
so do you think he's dropping the, he gonna have to drop the title because it's like 6 to 8 weeks?
I don't think they're gonna make him drop it.
No, I don't think so either.
I think they're gonna protect him and he's not going to, because you know, before, I mean, let's be honest, Seth defended his title last year like 60 times, something ridiculous. They're probably just gonna slow him down for a little bit, but I don't see Seth stepping.
They're gonna be like, yeah, you're Roman Reigns now.
Yeah, what is pretty much be? Like, hey, yeah, you gotta sit back and you're gonna have to be Roman Reigns for a little bit. Gonna take the title off, take him and the title off of TV for a little bit. Because the plan for right now, Monday, Seth is going to like address the health and his future. You know, the same thing that we always do. It's not about the him dropping the title would be crazy, because you know
that bitch gonna be hot potato. You know,
It's gonna be hot potato. You don't really want that before, you know, pretty much like what everyone is assuming will be him versus CM Punk. Yeah, you got to get the money match going, and like that 6 to 8 week recovery schedule right there kind of puts it right there. The perfect.
Dear God, do not send Judgment Day out there, because I do not want to hear that music.
Yeah, no.
You know what'd be fire though?
What's that?
If there was a cash in, if my man took advantage of it and was like, oh, bet.
Cash in. Yeah, but it's like the thing about that is like Damian Priest literally has a year. He has a year to cash it in. I think a lot of people forget that. Like,
because we're so used to the same night and we're so used to immediate turnarounds. Like, no, who's held it? Actually held it for a while. People cash in the same. The women usually cash in the same night.
Yeah, they the women usually
is money. They're cashing in that night.
Yeah, they usually cash in at night. I think, you know, EO waited until SummerSlam.
The last person on the men's side who waited for a long time and didn't even wasn't successful with that shit was Austin Theory.
Yeah, it was Theory the previous year. Yeah, so yeah, I guess, I mean, I don't know. We'll have to just sit back and see Monday what happens there. But my honest assumption is that it doesn't happen at WrestleMania. I think with Seth being hurt, I think that will probably put CM Punk over, because originally I had Seth beating Punk at WrestleMania.
But yeah, we keep betting against Seth and we keep getting fucked.
So yeah, no, nah, yeah, no. Nah. I don't think they wanted to put the belt that quickly on Punk. But then I also had the night after WrestleMania to cash in. But I'm also thinking about Backlash. That's what I'm thinking. Backlash is when Damian Priest finally cashes in the money in the bank.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that.
But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. Let it play out. See what happens. I think they're going to handle this quite well. You have enough stars on Raw. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, outside of Seth's thing, we have the first face-off between Cody Rhodes and CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a lot of things to look forward to on Monday.
And we could potentially be having another star coming to WWE, because we have another watch.
Yeah, so Trinity Watch. Yeah, I know that's not who you was talking about, but yeah,
I already
Trinity
know. Watch. Yeah. I like how you segue into that. That was fine.
Trinity Watch is definitely on. She has wrapped up things for TNA following Hard to Kill. You know what I'm saying? She dropped the belt to, I forget the girl's
Jordan
name.
Grace.
Jordan Grace. She drops the belt to Jordan Grace at TNA Hard to Kill. So I think I think by the end of this month, she will be fulfilled her duties. I think she had like one more appearance.
She had two more tapings, but the two things is that the two tapings are actually gonna show, because they tape that shit so far in advance.
Yeah.
After the Rumble, so we'll see how that plays out.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. Because a lot of people think that thought that she's probably going to be in the Rumble, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out if she's in the Rumble, if they if she's still going to be on TNA TV for two additional weeks. So we'll see how that plays out.
Now, I'm also hearing when she does come back that she's going to be in a very interesting storyline.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's the obvious be, one?
What's the obvious one?
Her and Bayley teaming up with Banks and coming back. Okay.
I know they're not inserting her into the bloodline.
No, they're gonna. No, she's not gonna be inserted into there, but she's gonna be in Jimmy head. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this? Yeah.
Makes sense.
We'll see.
I don't know. I kind of don't want that to happen because Jimmy is fucking hilarious with this bloodline shit, man.
I mean, y'all not gonna make me forget that y'all just all of a sudden put Jimmy right back in the bloodline again, though.
Right.
I mean, despite of like, I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm.
I did cop that no yeet shirt though.
Wow,
that's I had to cop that bitch. I had to cop that one. No, that bitch is...
no yeet. He's such an idiot, man. No yeet.
I cop that Time and Nick Mysterio with
No, that's a funny shirt. That's a funny ass shirt.
Anyway, let's talk about that. Actually, let's go ahead and segue into R-Truth being back in Judgment Day. How much we talked about how much the Judgment Day was like boring as well. They're kind of drying up on us. That kind of brought me back to Judgment Day. Like I was like, all right, I'm here. I like this. This is actually this works.
And shout out to Damian Priest, because Damian Priest is actually the one who pushed for. He pushed for R-Truth to be in the Judgment Day thing.
Duh, did you see how he about to break character?
He does every time. Truth broke Brock Lesnar. Like, come on now. Like,
yeah, he breaks pretty much everybody, bro. Like, it's crazy. Like when they put out that his little vignette with him talking about live love, you know, live love, laugh love, and thing like that. Like, their faces after it ran was just fucking priceless because it looked like. Like they were struggling. They were struggling. Like Damian Priest was just standing there like, dog, this is
he did an interview on Busted Open and Bully was like, I got a question for you. It's been driving me crazy for the past year. He was like, Bubba, I'm married. And like everybody broke. Like everyone burst into tears. Mark Henry was crying, like it was perfect. He was like, Bubba, I'm married. Like
R-Truth. I'm so glad that he recovered and he's back. Cause yeah, it's been nothing. Like he's really one of my favorite things about Monday. Like for real,
absolutely.
He had the biggest return to me. Like he had the biggest return to me. Period, dog.
Like him selling merch in the back, and then Miz is like, bro, will you please? Like you're not in the Judgment Day. Will you please? Like. Come over here.
He gave Damian Priest a stat right there. Damian's like, this is just my cut.
Yeah, like he like, hey, this your money too. You know what I'm saying? Giving money to Finn and Dom. Like it's a lot of fun. I can't find Nick and Tom.
He gave Finn that money in the middle of the ring and Finn like, put it in my pocket. Put it in my pocket.
it's really, really funny. And like, not just that, but the shirt, bro. Like, I have to get that shirt with the two Dominics on it. Absolutely. Oh my God.
He's the number one merch seller in WWE right now. I mean, you have to do it.
Yeah, that he the Tom and Nick.
He deserves. Oh,
yeah.
Man, that shirt and the no yeet shirt, dog. It's just bad.
Yeah, it's really, really like I'm loving how quick WWE is moving to move that merch, like how quick they are to like, I mean, like, I don't know, people are loving this, they doing this, so put a shirt out right now.
I mean, think about this, though. Think about this fit, man. I got the no yeet shirt with the fucking Chicago ones on, bro. Come on, man, you can't fuck.
That's a nasty combination.
That's
like wearing Affliction. That's nasty as hell. That's disgusting. That's too many colors. That's too much of the same color at once. That is just. But you know what? I'm going to let you rock.
No, the funniest one, though, is that blurred yeet shirt.
That's a nasty shirt.
I'm like, why are y'all doing this?
It's like they know. This is like they jumping on every single. Like they know we knew that he couldn't use yeet. And then they ended up getting the trademark for it anyway. And then they just like, oh, but still,
nah, somebody brought it up like niggas was drunk It's like when they try to say yeet on the shirt, like, you know, the Usos be dealing with the drink and shit. Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's nasty. That's crazy. But also, we got other free agency news. So this came out of nowhere.
This is a watch I like right here. This is going to be an interesting watch.
Okada is leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling. That is very, very interesting. Where he goes, he still has dates to do fulfill in February, so he's actually not completely free until the end, like February 27th.
He won't be in a Rumble.
Yeah, please relax. I mean, you don't even know if he's going to be in WWE, you know what I'm saying? So, however, he has stated that WrestleMania is definitely something that he wants to do, so that's something to pay attention to. Shawn Michaels and Triple H are hunting. They are hunting for Okada to come to WWE. A lot of people are kind of doing, they're doing a little bit of looking back at a lot of things that Shinsuke Nakamura was saying in promos, talking about chaos and saying, like, I'm waiting for a certain individual. He still hasn't appeared, blah, blah, blah. We all know that both of them are members of Chaos. And if it's Okada, then that is going to be a huge acquisition for WWE. That was crazy.
Okada seen them AEW crowds.
He's seen them. He saw those empty seats in that hard cam side.
He was like, "Nah, I'm straight. I saw Edge fuck that up."
Yeah. If he wants to rob Tony Khan, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's I still like Okada. You know what I'm saying? I still like the guy. I think he's great. I think he's one of the greatest ever to do it. But if he decides to do that, then that's fine. But I don't want to ignore TNA.
Man, they got a nice resurgence going over there, man.
You know what I'm saying? They have a nice resurgence, and Okada has also been in TNA before, so we also have to remember that too. Like, even though his first stick, you know, with TNA was nasty because they was doing that Green Hornet shit with him, that was fucking disgusting.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, but he did just recently do a TNA taping, by the way. So and he was like, you know, it felt like a breath of fresh air being back in that environment again and being able to do it right this time. So that's also something to pay attention to too. But yes, Okada is on his way out. Not to mention just how good, you know, it would be for him in WWE because of like the partnerships with All Japan and, you know, I'm saying the TV deal they have over in Japan at the same time too. So that would be amazing to have Okada in WWE. So that is definitely something to watch for.
And I'll tell you this much, if they get Okada, best believe they're having a pay-per-view in the Tokyo Dome.
Please give me that. All inject that. It into my veins.
Give me
Throw him in Gunther.
I was just about to say that shit. Man, that's gonna be
Now, more.
Hold on, shout out TNA.
I'm not done.
I wanted to shout them out. Nick Nemeth, man. He's smart, very smart man. He's seen the landscape. He's like, you know what? They got bigger crowds than AEW right now. I'm about to go here.
Yeah.
Big fish, small pond.
Yeah. Shout out to Nick. Shout out to Mustafa Ali.
Oh, he's been on his tour.
And no shout out. Finally gets to do the fucking gimmick he wants to do. Good Lord.
No shout out to What Culture, because they keep saying WWE dropped the ball with Mustafa. Shut the fuck up.
What Culture. I can't believe you said that name in 2024.
They still trying to go. But yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of like who's leaving NJPW, let's talk about Jack Perry showing up at NJPW. Oh,
brother.
I had to do it. Sorry. It's a thing. I don't know where they're going.
Look at these balls.
I don't know where that's going. Because apparently when you rip up a contract, it makes it void. That's the thing now.
That wasn't a contract. That was not a real AEW contract. Like, come on, y'all. I mean, you know that. Like, I know that. We know that. Like,
look, Okada,
they have a partnership with these motherfuckers. Look, man. You think they're gonna let them rip up a real AEW contract in the middle of that thing?
It doesn't break anything ripping it up either. Nothing. So, like,
look, Okada seen this motherfucker pull up. He's like, Jay Perry. He's like, oh no, I'm out this bitch. I'm done.
This some bullshit. Y'all not done with them?
Yeah. Tanahashi, you my dog, but I'm out this bitch. I'm straight.
Yeah, I'm out. And big C's, big chaos. You know what I'm saying? But I'm out. I'm gone. Oh, it's some bullshit. God. Shout out to Naito being the man over there now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know
what that means. I don't know what it means, Gabby.
Shout out to Okada not putting over Will Ospreay either, dog. He's not putting him over.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if this is exile for Jack Perry. Like, this is their way of like, when we all know you really should have fired Jack Perry when you fired CM Punk. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, like, but I'm guessing this is the exile to. This is teaching Jack Perry a lesson, you know what I'm saying, in terms of
get your ass whooped in NJPW.
Get your ass whooped over in the dojo.
They're gonna beat the shit out of him. Shoulder about to whoop his ass.
Yeah, everyone's gonna whoop his ass. What you mean? Like,
yeah, like I don't care for Jack Perry. I never thought he was good. It's
and he looks fat now too. Like, he just been chilling eating cheeseburgers on his break. Like, he looks huge. Not in a good way.
Well, hey, you got big.
Speaking of somebody getting their ass whooped, did Brian get pinned by Okada again?
Yes. He lost at Wrestle Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Wrestle Kingdom. He lost again. So that's 3-0. He got swept. He got swept by Okada.
You know, Okada dropped that change on him. He like, nah, you ain't about to win this match.
Yeah, you ain't winning this shit.
I'll beat your ass again before I leave.
Jesus Christ.
It's
very strange. And to wrap up the news, PWI's 2023 award winners dropped, and they were voted by the PWI readers. And it goes as the following: Wrestler of the Year, Seth Rollins. Woman of the Year, Rhea Ripley. That's a crazy tagline. Woman of the Year. I mean, woman what? Like, woman wrestler? I mean, like, damn, it's just a woman. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, Woman Wrestler of the Year, Rhea Ripley. Most Popular Wrestler of the Year, Cody Rhodes. Faction of the Year, The Judgment Day. Tag Team of the Year, FTR, Cap.
Cap. Super Cap. Super Cap.
Match of the Year.
Pause. Who else would be the tag team though? Like, tag team wrestling has been extremely weird this year. We talked about that when we did our yearly recap. Like, I don't agree with giving it to FDR because I feel like that's easy money or easy, like, but like, honestly, who else would take it? Like,
Sammy and Kevin.
Tag team wrestling is weird. Yeah.
Sammy and Kevin.
There are some options, but I just think FTR was like an easy, like,
it was stupid.
I don't get it. It's lame. There are some people that could have gotten that. Did Tony buy that for him or something? Like,
would it have hurt if you put Finn and Damian there?
Could have put anybody in there, but it said you gave it to FTR. Bullshit. Keep it going.
Yeah, that was real lazy to give it to FTR.
Is that what I mean? Like, it's no thought. Like, it's just like, okay, well, fuck it. Give it to FTR. It's like, no.
What about the guns? I'm not sure.
Oh, you know, I'm right for the guns all day.
FTR ain't do shit last year, though.
They really didn't. Like, they didn't do. Did they wrestle more than 6 matches last year? Like,
probably not.
I mean, they had the 1 hour match, right? With didn't they have like a 1 hour or 45 minute match in ROH? I think it was some shit. I think they did last year. I can't remember. I guess that's probably why they gave him that. Like, other than that, like, I mean, yeah, the tag team situation at WWE definitely was like fluctuating and everything. It was all over the place. But I feel like, I mean, that could even went to the Creed brothers, if you ask me. But hey, it is what it is. Match of the year, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair.
Absolutely.
Not mad at that. Inspirational award, Mark Briscoe.
They just gave him an award to give him an award. Yeah.
Comeback of the year, Trinity.
I can see that.
Most improved LA Knight. I'm okay. I'm
so cool, like, I don't know how I feel about that because LA Knight been in the game. I feel like most improved should go to somebody like
Dominic.
Right. Dominic Mysterio, I feel like LA Knight been in the game for like 15, 20 years. Like, is he like, I don't know. I guess.
I guess they're looking at the rise of LA Knight during like that summer, during the summer period.
Where they see it. Yeah. But again, I just feel like it's just a giveaway. Like,
I think so too. Rookie of the year, Sol Ruka. Sol was injured for most of 2020.
I was gonna say, was she even around?
That's interesting. How?
I have no idea.
Because she got hurt before Mania, because she was the damn little character thingy.
Yeah, like she got hurt back then.
Who would y'all get rookie of the year? You know what? Trick Williams
for but was Trick really a rookie though? Like, I feel like rookie. I feel like Trick Williams can be inserted into that most improved category. Really, rookie of the year. So rookie. That is interesting though. I feel weird about that one.
Maybe it's her finisher.
Yeah, I mean, which I love her finisher, but she ain't did it in like a year.
Over a year.
Yeah, so like, I don't know about that one. Indie Wrestler of the Year, Matt Cardona. Feud of the Year, Sami Zayn versus the Bloodline, but that happened in the later half of the year. So, in the early, really early portion of the year. So, yeah, I don't know about that. Because that's, okay. Most hated of the year, however, is Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not mad at that.
Yeah, so that is that. So I guess that is, like, pretty much, like, a lot of catch-up we did right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can just jump into, like, This Week in Wrestling real quick. Talk about a few things, and then we get up out of here. Let's do it. I think we can get in This Week in Wrestling real quick.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, he peeps real quick.
I am the B-E-S-C.
Acknowledge me. Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Yo, I don't want to see that, though.
Okay, this is
you know what? I'm a fine.
you want this out. Get it off, man.
What blew my mind is wrestling. MJF beating the pen.
Lately, he just hasn't been very oozy.
Right now, NXT.
Anyway, Cody Rhodes, Jay Cargill, and CM Punk.
You know what David Zaslav calls me? One Bill Phil. That's because I am the one true, genuine article in a business full of counterfeit bucks.
Demon home, pussy. We out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is This Week in Wrestling. We talked about a lot of goddamn wrestling already. So, I mean, sheesh. Like, I don't really even know where to start. But I guess we can get into a little bit of like what's trending, what's hot, what's cold, or whatever in the hell it is that we missed during the week. Like we all said before, we really ain't watched that much goddamn wrestling. Kind of been off, you know what I'm saying? But tonight, matter of fact, I think last week, Roman kind of got himself booked into a corner that he booked into a corner going into the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble, honestly, dude, it's not even that many matches like built up on this card yet. Like we literally have the men's Royal Rumble, the women's Royal Rumble, and the Fatal 4-Way. I don't know what else we got that could be booked within a week because we're literally like a week out of the Royal Rumble. But we have a Fatal 4-Way set up between AJ Styles,
Evil LA Brian Knight, Griffin.
LA Knight, Randy Orton, and Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Universal Championship at at the Royal Rumble. We are currently, you know, we're all recording during SmackDown right now. Beforehand, we had there was supposed to be a signing and everything like that, but Roman is like, nah, I ain't signing shit. Fuck that match. Yeah, we ain't doing that. Not in Harlem. So, Nick Aldis is really, really, you know what I'm saying? He's pushing back on the Bloodline right now. So
I love him, by the way.
Yeah, I'm fucking with Nick Aldis.
That's my hot right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what's hot
for sure.
Right now for me.
Nick Aldis standing on business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm loving the addition of Nick Aldis to this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He is pushing back on Paul. He's not late. You know, he's
not
like
being
hey.
Walked over.
Yeah, not being walked over. He said, you can run to the board as much as you want. You feel me? Like,
basically, key word here is, bitch, I ain't Adam Pearce.
Exactly. He said, you know what I'm saying? I ain't Adam Pearce. You know, you got me fucked up. I'm a new type of dog. You feel me? So he's like, and if Roman don't sign this contract, it's going to be a triple threat match at Royal Rumble for the vacant Universal Undisputed Championship.
Standing on business, baby. He ain't like, nigga, I ain't hearing none of this shit.
Yeah, standing on business. But however, we got sidetracked because AJ and LA Knight got into a spouting bout with one another, started throwing hands. So therefore, they got booked into a match tonight. Matter of fact,
AJ really look like an evil ass puppy or some shit, man. Like, for real, dog.
Honestly, I feel like AJ's waiting for like gear. That's what I feel like. I feel like he's waiting for wrestling gear. Like his gear is just not ready yet, or maybe he gonna bring it out at Royal Rumble.
Probably so. This motherfucker walking around wrestling in the Mary jeans and shit. You know, so
he's kind of doing that emo thing a little bit that he was doing in TNA, sort of, kind of, but. Not, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a mix of it almost, you know what I'm saying?
He hold me chin. He like, she asked like how she did in her match. Like, did you win? I'm like, damn, nigga.
Yeah, he not fucking with the OC right now. The OC back in catering right now. They not,
which is fine. As long as they get paid, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't. Exactly. However, shout out to Mee Chin, you know what I'm saying? That match she had with EO, that shit was
fire.
Fire. That was a good, that was her best match in WWE.
Absolutely.
Period. She has, that was her best match. But they back in catering, sitting back, getting paid, smoking cigars and shit. The new APA, pretty much. But they got into a little spout. They got into a little, I'm not sure if they had their match yet. But they got booked for a match tonight. So I'm imagining some interference on the part of Bloodline in that match.
Yeah, they're gonna see like all the No Yeet shirts come out in the crowd, man. So you know it's only time. Yeah.
And Randy versus Solo's
on now.
Yeah. So that's happening.
Not missing much.
Yeah, not missing much on that part. We all know this is just go home. Well, no, this actually isn't the go home show. The go home show is next Friday.
Yeah, but still kind of feels fluffy to me. Like,
yeah. Yeah, a little bit. We already got like a lot of people who have already declared for the Royal Rumble too. At the same time, of course, CM Punk declare officially.
Yeah,
he been declared. Yeah,
declared.
Cody Rhodes, we already know declared.
Drew Maggot being a bitch, complaining about every goddamn thing.
But I'm loving it. I'm loving Drew McIntyre and his whole, like, because he's shooting from the hip. You know what I'm saying? He's going at it. Well, him in Portland, you know what I'm saying? When him and Punk was in the ring doing their thing, talking their shit, like, I really was rocking with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Drew McIntyre took it back to the Straight Edge Society days. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You was a leader and then you was gone. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody's so happy that CM Punk's back and everything like that, but we actually got a pool going on when you gonna fuck up again. You know what I'm saying? We just expecting you to roll over just like you did in the other company. So it's pretty cool, man. I'm not gonna lie, but the Drew McIntyre thing is cool. He ended up running it back again, this time with Cody. And Cody stood on business.
Mm-hmm.
Cody stood on business. Cody was just, you know, Cody was talking his shit, bro. Like I was rocking with that. You know what I'm saying? So that's something interesting there to see. I don't know where we going with the Drew thing. Honestly, I feel like
I feel like they owe Drew a championship. I don't think the time is now. I think we have to forget that he held it down during the Dome era, whatever the fuck they called it.
Thunderdome
era. Like, he held it down solo. So I do want to see him get the strap in front of a real crowd, and like, but I don't think the timing is there right now for it. But at some point we need to swing back to that.
All right, so are we going like all? Are we just sticking to Raw right now? Or are we just going all over?
Oh no, we just off talking. We just okay. Shit, really.
The Final Testament. That got me very fucking curious right now. I kind of like that team up with Karrion Kross. And again, this motherfucker was bald for no reason, dog. Do you see this nigga hair, man? Like, it's ridiculous.
His hair is as long as mine now.
That shit is luscious, man. Pause. Like, this man hair is just like, what the fuck, dog? And then you bring in Paul Ellering and the AOP. I like it. I like that shit. I mean, Bobby got dropped on his head.
Yeah, Bobby got fucked up. Yeah, Bobby got fucked. Now the thing, one thing I found cool about that is I don't know if you saw the thing he did with Kevin Sullivan. That shit is dope. Like, he had Kevin Sullivan is like a reformed priest now. So he's wearing like literally like they did like this. They did a promo. I think like it's on his page. It's on the Killer Kross on Karrion Kross's page, and like it's like a 3-4 minute video or whatever, and like Kevin Sullivan's like, bro, I'm asking you not to choose the way that I chose. You know what I'm saying? I found God. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to do this. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
It's and really this, dope.
And this it's is what awesome. And you know what? And this is you know this, no all this shit remind me of Killer Kross in TNA when he was in TNA. Man, that motherfucker was going crazy over there, dog. And I'm starting to see this shit now. He bringing the AOP, got Paul Ellering with him and shit like that. It's very interesting. I think this might be a year for this man. I think
The promos are like really, really good. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really good.
He was always a good promo. It was just he was scripted. That's what the problem was. He was scripted, but that man was always a good promo. He was always a good promo.
I think the darkness weird thing was really what was holding him back. Like, we didn't need that spooky shit. Like, this right here, this is the spooky shit I need. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like this final, you know what I'm saying? The final test. I'm hoping that it translates into something really, really well.
I think because this Bloodline shit is wrapping up, I think this shit might be something interesting for SmackDown.
Yeah.
I think he gonna terrorize the fuck out of Cody over there. He gonna terrorize the shit out of Cody.
Yeah, it's something definitely you can pull off the Cody verse,
man. Cody is gonna carny that shit the fuck up, man. They're gonna break his hand. They're gonna break his hand like his pops got his hand broken or some shit. Like, you know what's gonna happen, man.
Or they gonna do some old Kevin Sullivan shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? If anybody was ever tapped in back then, I really wasn't like that. But I seen like through YouTube and stuff like that. Like,
man,
Kevin Sullivan was doing some wild shit.
Yeah, he was.
He was a different motherfucker. He was definitely a different motherfucker. Him and He Who Shall Not Be Named were having some crazy ass feuds.
Redacted Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hopefully it doesn't get that dark, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, the video, if you haven't seen it, I definitely implore y'all to, like, check it out.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go check that out because I didn't even know he did it. That's crazy. You got Kevin Sullivan, dog. That's insane.
Really, really cool.
That's insane.
It was definitely something to take a look at and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think this might be going somewhere. And then, like, it's also good to see AOP back and
Paul Ellering,
you know
looking
what I'm saying?
Crazy, like, looking.
Yeah. Looking the same. I'm wondering if he's going to break out the van again. You know what I'm saying?
That's Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins was riding around in.
But yeah, that was really cool.
Somebody I was cold on.
But I do got, go ahead. Before you bring it up. I do got someone that, I do got another team that finally we might be getting somewhere in terms, and that's DIY.
I think
we're finally getting on that right momentum, that right pathway of getting Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa over.
They got a nice hill to climb too. They got a nice hill to climb right now.
Yeah,
they are not going up for Johnny Gargano right now.
Yeah, no, and I think they doing it the smart way, because this is kind of like how it started in NXT. You know what I'm saying? Like getting DIY out there first before you split them off, you know, into the Johnny Wrestling and Ciampa thing. You know what I'm saying? Which they probably do, you know, maybe a year or two down the line again.
It's gonna be a future it's a future WrestleMania match for sure.
It's something big out of those. Like we go back to NXT Black and Gold, you already know how they got down. Mm-hmm. Many classic takeover matches between those two and everything. But to get them inserting them into the tag team thing, I think it was the best direction for them, and it shows right now. And it's also, you look on the flip side, it's happening, you know what I'm saying, that I think is going to start jumpstarting the same thing for Candice LeRae and Indy, you know, going forward too on the women's side of things.
That's crazy, because they had the old way thing too, which was interesting. Yeah, so I like that.
Yeah, so that's definitely something to pay attention to. And definitely Kaiser. Whew.
They doing something with him right now. They're mm-hmm. doing something with him right now. I think they kind of prepping him, because you already know, like this year Gunther's going to get a world championship. He's going to get a world championship.
He got to get something.
And I think and I'm thinking what's going to end up happening there, they're going to probably end up putting Kaiser with the IC title or some shit. So
I like it.
I have no problem with
that. And then Jay is now involved. Jay Uso is now involved in that situation.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Like, I don't know, man. I got this kind of crazy feeling that Big E might be coming back sooner than we think.
I don't think Big E coming back from Electric.
I don't think he's coming at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll be the only one with that, man. But it just doesn't feel right about that. It just something feels kind of interesting, like kind of something kind of brewing right there. Maybe, you know.
Now you were saying something cold or something.
Oba Femi.
Okay.
They're making him the Great Black Hope right now, and I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan right now. You know, they're gonna skyrocket him right now. They put the North American Championship on him and everything. So they see something in him. I don't see it yet. Mm-hmm. I don't like the crowd doing the Black Panther thing. Yeah, the Black Panther thing, and then the chant every time he talked. That's kind of weird to me. Well, you know why that's weird to me, but you know, promo wise, he's a big work in progress right now. I'm not about to jump out the window and be like, yeah, this the guy right here and everything. You know, it's gonna be a little bit for me on that one, but I'm not seeing the hype right now.
Gabby, how you feeling?
I honestly haven't been watching wrestling, so I don't have too much to say on this. I ain't gonna hold y'all.
Yeah, I legit
checked out. I'm obviously checking back in, but like I checked out of wrestling for a while. I needed a break. Wrestling community gets a little weird sometimes. As a woman and who enjoys wrestling, like y'all men get weird, man. Like, I was like, all right, I'm just about to just.
They're getting weird with this Oba Femi shit. They're getting real weird with this shit.
The chance is strange to me. That's strange. Yeah. I do think that there is a way, or there was a way to do something like that cool. If you put Idris Inofe like with him, and he's the one doing the chant, I think that's cool.
And you know what's crazy?
But
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I think they moved a little too fast with Oba Femi.
They did. They really did.
They're moving a little too fast with him.
If I look
at that breakout tournament,
it was trash.
I don't know.
It was trash.
Who could have won outside of him?
Only one I could think about, maybe, but I see why they didn't do it, was Lexus King. Yeah. That was maybe it. But it was just, it was trash. But Lexus King still need a lot of work.
Lexus
I was gonna
ready.
Say he That's don't need thing. It. He not ready.
He's not ready. He got the character. He just need the ring. He needs
the ring work.
So it's gonna be a little bit for him. But I'm gonna tell you this though too. The crazy thing about Obafemi, he was supposed to be an OTM. Mm. With Scripps and them two. And that's another team that's a work in progress too, man.
Yeah, I'm like, not feeling OTM.
That's gonna take. They need to be down there for a minute.
I'm not feeling the OTM thing.
I'm not either. That shit is cold. That shit is cold to me too. I see what they're trying to do with it, but I don't like their ring work. I don't like their ring gear. You know what I'm saying? It's forced. Then they add Jada. You know, one thing I will give
Jada Parker. Right?
Yeah, they added her to that. So I'm like, okay.
That's the thing to look at OTM for. That's what I look at OTM for. Jada Parker.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jada Parker.
Beautiful black queen.
Yeah, beautiful woman. How there are some things to pay attention to though in NXT. The Dusty Classic has been really
fire.
Good.
Fire.
Yeah, really, really fire. Good.
No, oh, you know what?
Oh,
on the rise right now.
Okay.
Joaquin Wilde.
Joaquin.
It's something to pay attention to. He's balling right now.
Me and Gabby were actually just talking about, like, you know, the whole LWO and Legato thing,
mm-hmm.
like before we had went on live, because they were like had a 6-man tag or whatever. He got to get rid of them nasty ass hats, please. Just get rid of that shit. But hey, listen, him and Cruz can go. I'm loving them with Carlito.
Like when they launched him off the ropes and how
far
that
was crazy,
man.
Joaquin
Wild. This is it. I'm in. Yeah.
Because they're still in the Dusty Classic, right?
Yep, they're going against Carmelo and Trick.
Okay, so they're going against Carmelo and Trick. I am definitely fucking with Bron Breakker.
Yeah, I love that team.
I love that combination. Yeah. I love how he humbles Bron Breakker every time he gets.
Yeah, it's like the most fuck the police, but the most buddy cop thing you could ever fucking do.
Absolutely.
He said the team gonna be called the Wolf Dogs.
Like them putting them two together is really dope. Like,
hey, one of the most underrated moves was sending Corbin down back to NXT.
Sending him back down to NXT and enhancing the guys and all at the same time, getting himself even better is been really dope to see. But I'm really rocking with them.
And then they got tricked by the run double time at St. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's St.
Bitches Day. Mello looking like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing?
Mello on some big hating time. Big hating time. Hey, you already know what it is. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
But Mello going to SmackDown is interesting too. He's been
main roster Mello has been.
Yeah, it's on the way. Balling. That's on the way. That is definitely on the way.
It's unfortunate what happened in the match with.
I'm glad they're both okay. But that match was fire though, man. That match was fire. That was cooking.
Yeah, it was cooking. Yeah, but main roster Mello, we getting close. We getting real, real close to that. Mm-hmm. Dragon Lee does have a rematch with Obafemi that is coming. I really think they dropped it because Dragon Lee probably had visa issues.
Yeah, like, I think so too.
I think that's probably why they had moved so quickly on that to get the belt off of him.
And of course, the most obvious thing they could do in fucking NXT, Shawn Michaels is a madman. Trey Berryhill and fucking Eddie Thorpe. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Sean, what the fuck is you doing down there, man?
Yeah.
what is he doing, dog? And then what makes it even worse? You got this motherfucking cop. You got this goddamn cop, Dijak, coming up to them like, I didn't mean to interrupt your little powwow. Like, what the fuck,
man? Yeah, that's insane. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. NXT is something else.
Oh, man. My God, it's something else right now. And then Trey Bayhill get jumped by Lexus King, and then where the fuck was Eddie Thorpe? He didn't even come out to help him.
He didn't even come to help
him. No, I'm straight.
Probably playing with his CDJs.
And then probably the coldest match of the week was fucking Joe Coffey, that fucking midget, against Ridge Holland.
Oh yeah, the Ridge Holland. Now that's an interesting thing. The Ridge Holland thing is pretty interesting. It's like I don't know where they're going with that. And then on the flip side of like the Ridge Holland thing, it looks like Pete Dunne is finally back to being
back to
Bruiserweight.
Pete Dunne, yes.
Yeah, it's back to the Bruiserweight. I'm glad.
Yeah, Tyler Bate, like, what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck is you doing? What is this Butch bullshit? Like, you tripping, bro. You know what I'm saying? But
you know what's crazy? I think that's gonna be one of their feuds when Sheamus come back. I think Sheamus is gonna be on
something. Absolutely.
Sheamus coming back at the heel for sure. He's coming back at the heel.
He coming back at something, but also he, you know, once he gets off injured reserve, you know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens there with Sheamus. The Lyra Valkyria thing is kind of strange with Tatum Paxley. That's a little weird. I don't know what's going on there, but Tatum is just like playing an insurance policy for Lyra, like keeping her champion. I don't know why, but we'll see what happens there.
They need to just go ahead and call Roxanne up to the main roster at this point.
So I think I'm about to get there, actually. I think that's the reason why she won, was to give her send-off match. Because she's ready. She's
she's ready to go.
But I think this is going to be her send-off match, because why else would she win? Because I feel like that was a very – I really wanted Last Legend to win that match. And I was pissed when she got eliminated. But when Roxanne won, I was like, all right, they're doing her send-off match because she's going. She's got to go up.
Yeah.
I like Kiana James too, man.
I rock with Kiana James.
Yeah, I like Kiana James. She's improved a lot. Who I was glad I wasn't in that match, fucking Nikita Lyons. I'm so glad she wasn't in that match.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I am. Hey, listen.
If there's one person that's not
on the Nikita Lyons ship, it's this guy.
Yeah, me neither. Man, that shit. That
she stinks on the mic. She stinks in the ring.
We know why she's there.
Yeah,
that experience. That is Shawn Michaels. That's why she's there. Shawn fucking Michaels.
Yeah, the Nikita Lyons experiment. Yeah.
Also, too, the fuck is this JT Jane shit going on, nigga? She got like, what are we doing there? Like, I'm so curious right now with all this shit.
Well, if Andre Chase didn't bankrupt Chase U. Look, I'm not gonna say anything because that's not PG. What I would say, but it looked like Gabby wanted to say something.
Nope.
Oh, she does.
Nope. I thought something, and then I'm gonna keep it in my head.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it up there too.
Somebody said JC's Cabaret. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Hey, JC's Cabaret, not the fan bus. I think that, and then on the AEW side of things, like we were talking about before, Hook and Samoa Joe had their title match.
One thing I was pissed about that. It was a good match, but one thing I was pissed about, he shouldn't have kicked out that Muscle Buster at one.
Everybody said that.
That I don't
absolutely
why.
That's nuts.
Why? Yeah. Samoa Joe's beating his ass.
Did he get choked out?
Yeah, he got choked out. The funny shit though, he got hit with the urinagi on the table. Like he fucked.
Yeah, I saw that. No, I did see
fucking
that.
Fucking him up, man.
And I was like, yo, like you could have, like just a few more inches, you probably would have. He probably would have landed a little more safely. Yeah,
Joe ain't care.
Good lord, bro.
Joe ain't care. But my thing is, dog, is like, no, nigga, like he wasn't supposed to win that match, man. He's supposed to win the match. But he wasn't supposed to kick out that fucking one.
Kicking out that one out the Muscle Buster is nuts.
That's crazy, man.
You need to a near fall makes. Come on now, like
Tony Khan, Will Washington, whoever the fuck it is, man, stop this bullshit, please.
Yeah, please. That's enough. And I won't talk about the Coon Strickland and his bullshit.
We're not doing that tonight. I don't care. Shout out to Top Dollar getting blasted.
That was some funny shit.
Joe Hendry's a motherfucker for that shit.
Yeah,
man.
that was a funny ass little the Cheez-Its song, the Cheez-Its champion song. That was some funny shit. That was funny.
Best match of the week is Will Ospreay versus Josh Alexander.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
I gotta watch that.
I was really super high on, you know, TNA Hardy. I just wanted the best for them. And it looked like they were headed in that direction until they
I put knew you about to say
the fucking about to title on Moose.
He ain't gonna hold what that bitch. Fuck? He ain't gonna hold that bitch for long. He's not gonna hold that bitch for long. He's not. I think they're gonna put that bitch on Nick Nemeth. They're gonna put that bitch
real
on him.
Quick.
They're gonna
real
put real it on real quick.
Hurry that shit up.
They're gonna put it on him quickly. But look, man, I need Josh Alexander. He got that's a lot of dream matches I want this man to have. One of them, I want him versus Ilya. Mm. That bitch will be violent.
Yeah, that'd be a nasty match. That'd be a nasty ass match. It's a lot of things to like, you know, to do with him. Chris Sabian is still X Division champ, correct?
Yep, he's still X
Division champ. Alex Shelley dropped the belt.
To Moose.
So I don't know if you ever putting the Motor City Machine Guns back together again. I don't know. Because right now the champions, right, the tag champs is still Chris Bay and Ace Austin. So
yeah, I like that team.
Yeah, I do too. I do. They're really the only cool thing about Bullet Club now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know who's starting to grow on me a little bit? Bullet Club Gold.
Oh, they've been on me.
I think they've grown on. I think it's the guns. It's the guns because it's definitely it's not.
Exactly.
It's not Jay White. It's not Jay White.
Austin has an amazing personality, and Colton's kind of boring. I think he's getting better, but Austin is just, he's money on the mic. He's got a put personality. Like, it just works that they need, Jay White needs them more than they need Jay White at this point.
I agree.
Which is sad, but that's here nor there. I truly think that Jay White needs them more than they need him.
And to wrap, honestly, to wrap things up in terms of this week in wrestling, I'd like to share this lovely. This is, you know, Phil is a
dickhead. He's a dickhead.
He is just an agent of chaos.
Yes.
Like, why, dog? Why, man? Why would you do that, dog?
Why not? Fuck it.
Why not?
Hey, man, speaking of that shit, man, Keith Lee, get well soon. He had two surgeries.
Yeah, get well soon to him. But it's just like, he's never going to live this down.
Bro. No, he's not.
He's never going to live this down. So it's just, you know, in case you don't get what is being said here, he's just saying, you know, Gunther, he's announced himself for the Royal Rumble. A big favorite of mine in that Royal Rumble, by the way. Hey, outside, and then I'm pretty sure we're gonna get the face off because Brock Lesnar is on.
Brock eliminating him.
Yeah,
Brock gonna eliminate him.
But he said, "Man, if what I'm hearing is real, poor 28 other guys. See you at the Rumble." And he got Gunther looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger and shit up in his joint. So.
Like you've been held at the Munich airport.
Yeah. that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up. It's nice.
But hey, you know what I'm saying? That was everything like this week in wrestling and more, you know what I'm saying? But we are back in the swing of things. This whole thing was just us getting caught up on things, but we promise y'all we're gonna get back into the swing of watching weekly programming.
Absolutely.
And everything of that matter. Really, really great show. We do have the Royal Rumble spaces following the Royal Rumble next Saturday. So definitely pull up for that. And, you know, a whole lot other things on the way as well, too. Look out for Icon. Look out for more Turner Truthers. More Radio MIC is on the way. If you haven't tapped in, the first two volumes was some funny shit. We was watching Lost Media, Lost Wrestling Media, Iceberg, and the second one was the AEW Iceberg. We was in there really laughing at some shit. That shit was funny. More Turner Truthers on the way again. You know what I'm saying? They're jumping into the Thunder era real soon. So it's
we just did Halloween Havoc, and that shit was fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, Halloween Havoc is just done. Get back to that awesome experience. Y'all need to tap in. Mike Awesome was a fucking terror.
Absolutely,
man. Oh my god, we gotta do a volume two on that one. We gotta do one on Rhino. We gotta do one. We gotta do a Tajiri one too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's some things definitely.
We talked about that one. Yeah, me and Nelson hit me up on that one.
Yeah. I was gonna say, but yeah, definitely tap into the Patreon for sure. It's a whole lot of things coming on the way. Just keep your ears to the streets. More mid-carders, more money, more everything. You know what I'm saying? Ant, do you have anything?
Yeah, the top 50 liars list is coming soon.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be me, my nigga Meech, Trinidad, and Illuminati G. We're coming up with the list. Low Gross is gonna pop up for that. Shout out to my dog Alex Kane. We interviewed him on MKU. He dropped his album Memento Mori. It was a very, very heavy episode, man. Opened up a lot of old wounds for me when it comes with, like, you know, dealing with family, you know what I'm saying, suicide, all that other stuff. So we had a long, like, deep conversation about that. The MKU at the Dark pilot episode is out. That's the only one that's going to be out for public. After that, pay that three for the Patreon. You know, that's just going to be available. We're going to do more things on Patreon as well. For the MKU Patreon, we are doing a industry plant mini series. So we're going to work on that. we got some other shit in the works too. Big Man the Fan, that's the new show we dropped out. We dropping, that's coming soon. Shit, we got some people popping up Sunday for the next episode of MKU. Shout out to RTL Rock and Illuminati G. We're gonna interview them about that new album that just dropped. And yeah, we got a lot of shit coming up, man. For real.
All right. Miss Gabby, anything?
Nothing I want to talk about just yet.
Nothing she wanna talk about just yet. So stay tuned. So yeah, that being said. We out here, episode 59. We'll be back for episode 60. Holy shit.
Ooh, baby.
Episode 60. You know what I'm saying? So, again, thank you all for your support, like always, and have a wonderful week. We'll see you in spaces. Peace. Thank you for listening to Mid-Carders and Catering, a weekly podcast focused on pro wrestling. Mid-Carders and Catering is produced by Amir Johnson. Written, researched, and hosted by Amir Johnson and Anthony Page. Original score by Justin Montizzi Ward and Aaron A. Train Fuller. Mid-Carders and Catering podcast is powered